Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As green card uncertainties rise in the United States, a gospel worker talks impact and perspective. Then, The Lighthouse invites people to discover biblical hope to get out of codependency. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, in the United States, green cards signify lawful permanent residency. But recent U.S. administration policy changes have left green card holders concerned that if they travel internationally or even domestically, they might be detained or denied entry on their way home. These uncertainties are disrupting ministry as well as family life. One gospel worker with FMI tells us,
I'm not able to make any solid or concrete plan with our overseas partners. I'm not even sure that I would be able to go and defend my PhD paper to other state next month because it's unsure that I would be able to participate in my PhD graduation or not.
He'll likely miss an upcoming FMI conference in Pakistan. Meanwhile, his family is preparing to give power of attorney to a colleague in case the unexpected happens. For others who are caught in the same circumstances, he shares a word from Joshua 1:9.
The last part of this verse is, "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Find your place in the story through prayer. Ask God to give this gospel worker discernment and protection to navigate complex circumstances, and pray with him that his family will be strong Christian witnesses.
Pray especially for clarity as in favor as I plan ministry-related trips for FMI and to expand the kingdom.
Next, while Israel is known for its religious inclusivity, believers there often face pushback for sharing their faith. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says digital ministry can spark conversations.
There's a lot of people trying to communicate about the Messiah who live there, but they're having to be careful. And we always find that media is a good handshake with people on the ground.
IMM's media products go out in about 80 languages, several of which are spoken in the Middle East. While satellite and internet channels broadcast the hope of Christ,
what we see is a huge move of God all over the Middle East, that the numbers, even that they can study, are just exploding with Muslims coming to Christ.
Now working on a film depicting the story of Esther from a Persian perspective, Godwin is burdened for Israelis.
Doesn't God also have a heart for the people of Israel and letting them know his stories and maybe consider them from a new perspective?
What if two groups of people with a shared history in the story of Esther could see God's unified purpose for them in the present?
Surely God could open a way for programs that reveal a bit more of Jesus into Israel to happen.
More details and prayer points can be found at our website. And finally, have you ever heard of the term codependency?
It is an unhealthy emotional reliance on others for our self-worth or our identity.
Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse explains,
people with addictions often have codependent people in their lives.
In other words, codependents are enablers. They inadvertently help people who struggle with addiction stay stuck in sinful behavior. Staff at The Lighthouse often encounter codependency as they help people overcome life-altering addictions through biblical counseling.
For example, there was a gentleman that we were helping whose dad was a police officer. And every time he got in trouble, dad helped it get pushed under the rug. And after like 4 or 5 DUIs, the judge finally looked at him and said, "You're going to jail for a very long time," which was shocking because dad was shielding him from the consequences to protect dad's identity and dad's self-worth.
If someone we love has an addiction, it can be easy to focus entirely on their behavior. But sometimes we also need to change ourselves.
If we're helping someone else live in their addiction, we are part of the problem.
And thankfully, help is only a few clicks away.
Just go to Google and type in biblical counselor or pastoral counselor in my area. And this is a common thing that biblical counselors will deal with, helping people find their self-worth and their validation in Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.